blame. I'm Lisa Lacera, Fox News. A new report from the Army finds senior administration officials didn't prepare for the Taliban's takeover of Afghanistan in the days leading up to the U.S. troop withdrawal.
A failure to fully understand how quickly the Taliban would capture Afghanistan's capital placed American troops ordered to carry out a withdrawal in greater danger, an Army investigation revealed in a 2,000-page report first obtained by the Washington Post. The investigation was launched in the aftermath of a deadly suicide bombing outside the Kabul airport that killed 13 U.S. service members. A top commander on the ground during the withdrawal operation says that policymakers paid attention to indicators of what was happening. Military personnel would have been better prepared to conduct a more orderly evacuation. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
The White House defends the drawdown.
We did plan for a range of contingencies, even well, as we talked about at the time, there wasn't an anticipation that that the Afghan National Security Forces would fall as they did or as quickly as they did, and that was not anticipated by anyone.
Press Secretary Jen Psaki, there's no credible threat, but Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas was in Los Angeles today to discuss security ahead of Super Bowl 56.
We are taking measures that are both seen and unseen. Of course, we have our personnel ensuring the screening of everyone and everything that enters the perimeter of SoFi Stadium.
Mayorkas said it's all about planning and preparation to prevent any incident from happening. In what it says is its largest ever financial seizure, the Justice Department says it's arrested a New York City husband and wife who are accused of conspiring to launder billions of dollars in cryptocurrency, which it says was stolen from a 2016 hack of a virtual currency exchange. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
1 week after the police shooting death of a black man in Minneapolis, a relative of the man is in custody.
The 17-year-old cousin of Amir Locke's been arrested the week after the 22-year-old was shot to death by Minneapolis police executing a no-knock warrant as they targeted the teen and his associates in connection to a murder from January 10th. The 17-year-old, who police had been trying to locate for weeks, now booked into the juvenile detention center on suspicion of second-degree murder. For the killing of Otis Elder, police are petitioning for him to be tried as an adult. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
The IRS is ending the use of facial recognition technology to authenticate taxpayers who create online accounts. The collaboration was with the company ID.me, but the idea didn't get much traction as opponents worried about privacy or that data could be misused by other government agencies. A staffing shakeup at Peloton, as it appears the company is preparing for a sale.
Peloton Interactive's co-founder John Foley is stepping down as CEO as part of a cost-cutting plan that will eliminate 2,800 corporate jobs. The company says the positions will not involve its instructors or content. Foley isn't leaving the company. He'll be switching to executive chair. Spotify's former chief financial officer Barry McCarthy will be the new Peloton CEO. The tech fitness company company has been dealing with a slowdown in demand after a dramatic increase in the pandemic. One of Peloton's major investors has been calling for management changes and selling the business. Amazon and Nike have been mentioned as potential buyers. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
The Oscar nominations were announced this morning. The Power of the Dog leads all nominations with 12, including Best Picture and Best Director. Dune is second with 10 nominations. The Oscars will be handed out March 27th. I'm Lee Silasara. This is Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.